Unit 12. Business and Economics. Reading 1.
Opening a small business. Opening and managing a small business requires great motivation, desire, and talent. It also takes research and planning. To increase your chances for success, you should take the time to explore and evaluate your business and personal goals and use this information to build a comprehensive and well-considered business plan to help you reach these goals. The following tips for opening a small business may greatly increase your chances of success. First, know yourself. Before investing a lot of time, energy, and money, it is important to do some self-analysis. Ask yourself these important questions. Do I have management talent? Am I experienced enough in this industry? Studies have shown that entrepreneurs are persistent, able to succeed in a challenging environment, and have a great need to be in control. They are also risk-takers who take responsibility and are willing and able to make decisions. Successful entrepreneurs are patient and able to wait until the right time to begin a business. They also are able to learn from their mistakes and trust their own judgment. Finally, successful entrepreneurs have positive attitudes. Be objective about yourself and your aptitude. If these traits match your personality, identify what you enjoy doing most and then find a business opportunity that makes use of your personality, skills, and interests. Second, plan your business. An effective plan is an important management tool for planning your business, setting goals, and measuring business performance. Although your plan will depend on the type and size of your business, all plans should be organized into individual sections. An executive summary, a description of the product or service, a marketing analysis and marketing plan, a description of the management team, a financial strategy, and an appendix. A high-quality plan demonstrates a careful analysis and realistic plan for the future of your business. Putting your thoughts down on paper will help clarify the goals of your business, your customers and competitors, and your strengths, weaknesses, threats, and opportunities. This helps you set realistic goals and direct your business toward meeting them. Third, know your market. A marketing plan needs to include market research results, specify a business location, and define the targeted customer group. It should also name the competition and outline the four P's: product, pricing, place, and promotion. Product information should include such things as packaging design, guarantees, and new product development. Pricing information should include setting competitive, profitable, and justifiable prices. Place information covers the physical distribution of goods. Promotion information includes personal selling, advertising, and sales promotion. The essential goal is targeted marketing, making sure your message reaches the people you envision as customers. Because the marketplace is fragmented and diffuse, reaching a large population requires huge investments in marketing and advertising. Therefore, identifying a specific customer profile is an important part of any marketing plan. Last, choose the right employees and the right location. Just as your product, service, and marketing are critical to success, so is the quality of your employees. Your company's reputation often depends on how customers view your employees. Before beginning the hiring process, define the job, the experience or education required, and the wage you expect to pay. Employee training is also an important step in hiring the right employee for the right position. In terms of location, where you want to set up shop is a decision that should be made early. Select your location based on the type of goods or services to be provided and your target market, rather than on personal convenience. For retail businesses, consider a location that provides a lot of local traffic, as well as parking convenience, public transportation, the compatibility of nearby businesses, and the building itself. For manufacturing and service businesses, consider your proximity to suppliers and customers, as well as customer convenience and space for future expansion.